Now we're going to look at the floating example. It's one of the last two in the CSS area, more CSS. This particular one shows that there is an example of text that is set to float, and that's in a pink box over on the right. It has floated over to the right because when it was described, I said that it was in a division, so therefore the background color was pink. That made the text navy, although as you'll see in a minute, I'm going to override that. It made the font size a little bit bigger, and it made the width 75%. However, I then went on to say that it was a floating, and it was going to float to the right under the toFloat class. It was floating to the right. It had a color of maroon and a width of 30%. So you end up seeing the combination, which is the pink, the width of 30%, the maroon, and the bigger font. And those are what we're looking at when we look at this. Okay, looking at the next slide. And I guess that's one advantage of my talking in class, because I can keep talking about the next slide. Okay, looking at the next slide, I went back to the beginning of the page. And I set up something with just the division. So it's pink, the font color is navy, it's a bigger size, and it's a width of 75% of the page. On the next one, I also did the division, and notice again the effect of 75% width is a division. On the other two below that, there is an example of text that is set to float, and it's floating over to the right because it's following the toFloat. And notice that the text that I write below it goes right around it. If I had not set it toFloat, the text would go right below, but box with this is an example of text that is set to float, floats over to the right and takes up 30%, and the other text goes around it. Below, we see the same thing happening with an image. Okay, the image is set to float and the text goes around it. The text actually ends where it ends, but if I had made the screen smaller, then I would see that the text actually ends up flowing underneath it as well. This shows the code for that on the next slide. The toFloat division class toFloat. Notice they're all division and then the class is sent to toFloat. And the image source is CISA GIF on the one that it contains the image. And this is an example of text that is set to float on the other one. Then I've got three other floating things happening. One where I'm floating to the right. One where I'm floating to the left and the text is still going around it. And one where I'm floating back to the right and having a whole paragraph and the text again is going around it. Then I did the last example shows me putting up nine lines. This is first division, this is second division down through, this is ninth division. Each one of them uses the class that is appropriate for it. So this is my first division, uses dot first as its class, and this is my second division, uses dot second as its class. So the body is just saying do each of those one at a time. Now, what happens when I do the first is it is a float to the left and it's red. Second is also a float to the left. It's the same thing. It's a float to the left and it's red. And notice how it floats in right on the same line as the first division. Third then floats over to the right and it is blue. And then brown, fourth, is brown and floats over to the right in front of the this is third, because that came first and then the fourth came. Then on the fifth one, on the fifth one, I end up saying, color is green, clear the right, and then float it to the right. So that means without the clear to the right, the this is my fifth would be on the top line in front of the this is my fourth. But because I cleared the right, it drops down and is on the next line. Then sixth is the same thing, so it drops down, is on the next line. Seventh goes over color purple and it floats to the left, so it floats over to the left hand side. And eight follows it. Nine is afloat to the right again, and at the end I clear both. If I wanted to do something, I could. There was no real reason to clear both since this was the end of the page. Okay. The next thing I started was to look at Select Tutorial, which is csmaxdesign.com.au/selecttutorial/index.html. And I went through the examples underneath the document tree, which talks about the relationship between things. And then I picked a bunch of the selectors and went through the selectors as well. There's a lot of interesting information at this page, and I think you might find it valuable to go through. The first one talks about the document tree, and as you can see, looking at the tree, it's just a list of what's happening inside the document. They show both the code and the tree. And you can see that in body, there are two divisions. One of them contains a header, two paragraphs, and a line. The other one contains an unordered list, and the unordered list has within it three list items. So, that's the document. The next one shows the ancestor. Well, body is the ancestor for them all. And anything under division, division is also its ancestor. The third one gets into descendant, and descendants of the division are the UL and the LIs before under it, as shown in the picture. And it's also, if you look at the other side, the head of the paragraphs in the line. The parent and the child have the relationship of the parent is above the child and the child is beneath the parent. And they show that from the parent perspective, and then on the next slide they show it from the child perspective. I think I only took a picture of one. The next one is siblings, and siblings have the same parent. So under the UL, the LIs all have the same parent. They're all siblings. Under the division on the other side, H1, PP, and HR are all siblings because they have the same parent. This one kind of summarizes it. It says a child, a parent, an ancestor, and a sibling, and shows them all. The next one starts talking about different selectors, and it starts out with the ones that we have looked at, where you have a particular thing and you say any EM is going to be color blue. The next one gets into navigation. And the number sign, again, stands for ID. So if it is got a ID of navigation, it has a width of 12 and a color of 333. If it is a ID of navigation within a division, it has the same thing in this case. But basically they're pointing out that you can have an ID standalone and an ID that is within the division. The major difference, they make the point, is that IDs can only be applied once per page, while classes can be used as many times on a page as needed. The descendant selectors show that P and EM are underneath body. Okay? So, I have down at the bottom PEM color blue, and PEM color blue means an EM that is under the P. The EM that is under the H1 doesn't qualify. Okay, because we are talking here about the descendant. An EM descendant of P gets one particular thing. On the next one we are looking at, we see child selectors. And we're showing division that has a child of EM. Okay, and that accomplishes the same thing. On the next one, we are looking at child selector. Actually, I think that's the same one. On the next one, we are looking at universal selectors, and the asterisk is a universal selector. And then we get to H1, H2. Okay, or EM plus strong, right in the plus. So in this case, H2 plus H3 means I'm looking for an H3 that immediately follows an H2. Okay, and so they put in the plus. And here I am looking for targeting strong that follows EM text. And you can see those examples laid out on the slides. And the last one of these is just showing you, again, the different things that you can find if you go to this website. Here are some examples that I did where I am showing some of the different things. Span within division is going to be colored orange, but span that is in a paragraph does not get changed to orange. Okay, the num3 under the OL gets set to a color of orange. The number 3 that's under the UL does not. And then I have a section that contains a division, and turn pink is assigned to a particular paragraph, so that paragraph turns pink. The next example is the same, except that it is using child. And the final example simply shows orange is division plus P, so it's the P that immediately follows a division. The P that's above it doesn't turn orange. Then I have a UL plus OL, which means an OL that follows a UL, and that OL turns pink. And then I said image, sources image GIF, and our alt is CIS image, and both of them receive a border. I apparently didn't take a picture of the image alt, but it's at that site that we were just looking at, and you can go back and look at it.